title of Perek Aleph is Bi'ul Ra'al Chovas HaOdom Ba'edom. The overall obligation of man in his world. Sheva Toiv, who told me that Adam has any Chova in the world? You're assuming that I understand there is a chayva in the world. Maybe there's no chayva in the world. Maybe anybody could do whatever he likes. If you'll ask most people in the world, I think if you'll ask most, not from him, but him, is there an obligation to man? Is there a set obligation of man in his world? Most people say no. Some people might say to be a good person, not to damage the environment, not to damage society. Some people will say no, it's a free world. Who said there's a chayva? So you have to know that the sefer is not a sefer of kiruv. This sefer is not written to be mekarev people, and if you, it's a sefer which is written, as it says, to Yesharim, the Sinas Yesharim. It's the path of Yesharim. It's assuming the sefer is written to Lomdei Torah. I told you last week that the Vikuach, the version which they found recently, Ksav Yad Kodesh, the Ramchal, don't have the Ksav Yad Kodesh of this sefer. But the Ksav Yad Kodesh of the Ramchal in the Vikuach, the conversation is between the Chosid, who's the guide, and the Chochem. And the Chochem is a person who knows a lot of Chochmah. Chochmah Satoira, Chochmah Schizonius. And he's definitely a full person. He learns Torah, and he's learning Torah, and he keeps all the halachas. He assumes that there is some type of obligation in the world. Shaila is, what's the klal chayva sa'adam? And the Baisa, we will see, it's Hashem, we'll get into the perik, we'll see what he actually says is the klal chayva sa'adam, kibdubani, that's a massive chiddush, and I don't think that anybody who hasn't learned the sefer would ever say that. Any ben Torah would say, actually, the klal chayva sa'adam, like he says it. But he's assuming, he's talking to people who assume there is a chayva, and talking to four people. B'miyu klal chayvis ha'odom ba'olam mai. That's interesting that he says ba'olam mai. Why doesn't he say ba'olam? You would have thought we're talking about what is man's obligation in the world. What's the pshat ba'olam mai? Whose world is it? It's my world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. It's ba'olam mai. It's the olam of the Adam. The answer is that the word oilam, which we use very frequently, what does it actually mean, an oilam? The oilam, the Sforim Kadmoinim, Rabbeinu Bechai, you find a lot of Kadmoinim. The word oilam comes from Lashon He'elam. Things are hidden. The oilam hides away something. What's it hiding away? The oilam hides away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Abayse, if you start thinking about it in a deeper way, it's a shtickel pele. It's a pele that we don't find HaKadosh Baruch Hu so easily in the world. Aray, Meloichol Aretz Kavoyo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Why is it so hard to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is it not so poshut that we all feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If he's everywhere, so why don't we feel close to him? Why don't we feel his presence? Terence is, if we would feel his presence, we would feel close to him, there wouldn't be any Bechira, and there wouldn't be any point in the Bria. don't point to the Bria, Kodesh Baruch created us, though we should be Zoyche to Oilem Abba, and not get a free gift. I know a couple of people asked the famous question, which a lot of people ask. So the reason why you need to be Zoyche is because Chazal say that what's ashamed to if it's a free gift, you'll feel busha, and you'll feel good with it. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create that midah? Why didn't he create a world you don't feel busha? Then you give us a free gift, and then stop put us in Olam Haba. What do we need to get all complicated for? You know, don't create this thing. Then you create a problem. Now you have to create Olam Hazeh. The bench has to be Oyved. It has to be Zoyche to his Olam Haba, so you can have a good schar. Otherwise, you won't feel good. Well, don't complicate yourself. Don't create such a midah. Well, we made it. You can just put the other. What do you want? You want to give schar. That's the whole yisod of the breed. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give schar. So give schar. Don't why complicate it? Okay, that's an interesting shayla. And there are tshuva. There's a tshuva to that if you understand properly the whole thing. But that's going to sugya bifnei atzmo. Will take a while to explain it to you. I'll call Padim. That's the Metzius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a Bria that needs, we need Bechira, and we need to be Oyved in order to be Zoyche. So he creates an Oylam, a Heelam, which is a Chiddush Otzum. In fact, that is the biggest Chiddush of the Bria, actually. The Mekubalim talk about that a lot. That's from the Yesodus in Kabbalah, for the maybe the hardest Sugyas in Kabbalah, is to understand this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'alei HaKoil. How come we don't see him? How did he, Kiviyochel, hide himself away? The Iker way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself away is from the Midas of the Mensch himself. The Midas of the Taivas. The fact that we have a goof. And we're not only a neshama. The fact that we have desires for things other than ruchnius. The fact that we have midos, for example, midas agaiva. Midas agaiva says, I do things. I am choshev. I am this. I am that. The Gemara says, that Kodesh Baruch says, Einani vehu, with a Balgaiva, we can't live in the same world. Why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu live in the same world as the Balgaiva? Because the Balgaiva doesn't leave any space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all me. We live in a world where Adam achieves things, Lichoira, Dasi Shnadlus, and then he gets the big Yetzar and says, it was me. And he doesn't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for him. That is all part of the Heelam. That's all part of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden away. Now that, Be'etzem, every single mensch has a different set of midas, of nisyonos, a different set of taivas. Every single person. There's not one person who came into this world the same as you from Adam and Rishon ad Bias HaGoel. The Gemara says, Keshem Shem Partzufeim Doimos, Kach Ein Deoseim Doimos. A lot of Rishonim said, Pshat Deoseim Midoseim. There are so many different midas, and there's so many different amounts of each mida that make up the personality of a person. That there's infinite number of combinations of all these different midas. And that's just how a person is born, with those midas. Then, as a person gets affected by the first two people that come into his life, or his parents, or he comes into their life, and then Zayna Doime, if he's the firstborn, to if he's the second child in the family, the third child, the sandwich child in a big family of of 10 children, or the little baby, and every kid is in a different position, right? The Bechar comes, he's a Gatzer Klaka at the beginning. He's a Gatzer Klaka, and he's the experiment. Parents are not used to having a child. And they can make this mistake and that mistake, and even if they don't make mistakes, he's a very self-centered Batsev. Then all of a sudden, Be'ez Hashem, another child arrives in the family, and that's a very big challenge for him. He suddenly loses his Gatzer Chashivas, and mommy's worried about his little baby brother or sister. That's a very big disoyant. The number two child, when number three child's born, doesn't have the same, wasn't in such an exclusive position that he gets that experience. It's Eina Doimeh when a person has parents who are 22, 23, or when they're 45, if he's born to one of the latest children or the last children. Then, if a kid, the baby of the family, very often has more than two parents. There's all his older sisters. If he does have older sisters, he's zichel got, a few mothers. And older brothers, maybe they're not like fathers, maybe they're worse than fathers, or they push him around, they beat him up, or whatever. It's a whole different thing, right? The Bechar never experienced that. His desire is how he becomes, how he deals with the younger siblings. And then each person, each individual has different friends. And each individual goes to cheder, even if they go to the same school, they don't have the same rebbeim. And even if they have the same rebbeim, the rebbe is different each year, the class is different each year, so they're all affected by different things. And then there are things that affect everybody. This one experienced some trauma. And that one experienced something else. But all these things affect a person. And then when he becomes mature, then starts his avodah, and every single person is completely different. And every person is in a different oilom. Even though we all live in the same physical world, but Amaisa, each one of us has our own individual oilam, our own hairlam, our own nisyonis to find our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every single one is different. So the title is Mebi'a Klal Choyves Ha'odom Ba'oilamoy, in one's individual world. But even though we all have a different oilam, there is a klal choiva that covers all of us. We have the same klal ha-choiva. In the pratim, everyone has it. How this, you take the klal into the prat. So, okay, this is the klal, this is what you have to do, boif and klali. Now, in this situation, this is a unique situation for you. Reb Shloime Zecher Tzadik Livracha used to say that life, each person, life can be nimshal to climbing a mountain. Each one of us has to climb a mountain. And the mountain that we have to climb has never been climbed before. Hadroch el avodas Hashem is to teach a person the yesodis of the klolim of mountain climbing. Oh, but nobody can come along and map you out exactly the route which you're supposed to take on that mountain, because nobody's ever climbed that mountain. We can be taught how to map out a route and how to climb and what to do in this type of situation, what to do in that type of situation. But in the individual matter, when you're on the middle of the mountain and do you do this, do you do that, the thing, you have to take the klali which you were taught and then apply it. Oh, now, this is what I have to do over here. So, the Ramchal is going to teach us the klalim of mountain climbing. Klal chovis adam bein. And then each yochid has to study it to himself, has to take those klalim and say, okay, now how does this talk to me? Well, how do I bring this into my life? There are times you could go and ask etzes from people who could help you, but at the end of the day, to actually lemaisa, a person has to, at the end of the day, has his own bechira and his own milchemis hayetzer. Agav, this idea, this yesoid, that every person's a yochid, is a meridik of chizik, actually, if you take it in the right way. Mashgiach Sechet Sanhedrin used to say, a biur in a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, why was Adam Nivra Yechidi? Adam Rishon was Nivra alone. L'lamedcha, called Oiring, Adam is Ki'ilu Harag Oilam Bale. So the Chorah is very schwer. If I'd kill Adam Rishon before Chava was born, was made, so okay, Adam Rishon is the whole world. That's all of humanity. So I kill Adam, I've killed the Oilam Bale. But once there are other people in the world, if I kill one Adam, why have I killed an Oilam Bale? And certainly today, there's whatever, 7 billion people, so you knock off one, so my life can be there. Is the Oilam Bale? The Oilam's still Bale. Another 7 billion minus one. Why have you killed the Oilam Bale? So the Mashgiach, what's the pshat that Adam was Nivra Yechidi? He's not telling you if you killed Adam, it's telling you if you kill any Adam. What's the pshat that Adam was Nivra Yechidi? That doesn't tell me that. It does. Because the vort is not that there just happened to be, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was only one Adam, the first human being to be created. He created just one. And then afterwards there was a ribui. No. Every Adam is a Yechidus Dika Bria. The Yechidus, the uniqueness of Adam Arishan, is something which is essential in Brias HaAdam. And every single Adam that there is today has the same Yechidus as Adam HaRishon. Dahainu, there is no other Adam like you in the Bria. So, and every Adam is an Olam Bale because he's his own Olam, what we're talking about, his own Helam, he's in his own Olam. And every single Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates has his own Tikkun to do. And if a person kills him, then that oilam of Ploini Almoini, that tikkun which Ploini Almoini came into the world to do, has been destroyed. That whole oilam has been destroyed. Either there's 7 billion other oilamers, but there are different oilamers. That oilam is the oilam Bali, and the oilam which each of us has is an oilam Bali. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us all the koichas and all the kishreinus to be metaken what we need to do in our own individual situation, in our own individual oilam. It's an oilam bale, and that's the pshat why a person can say mishvili nivra ha'oilam. What do you mean mishvili nivra ha'oilam? Bal gaiva. There are lots and lots of people in the world. So the Bereshit created the world just for you. First of all, a person says mishvili nivra ha'oilam, the next guy who hears him saying it says not true. Why? Because the Gemara says everybody's supposed to say mishvili nivra ha'oilam. So now you're going to have a whole big battle. I say it's mishvili, you say it's mishvili, you say it's mishvili, mishvili. So a massive battle. It doesn't make any sense. Terence is, it's true, because when I look at the oilam, and in my oilam, you're part of my oilam, and in your oilam, I'm part of your oilam. I know we all interact with each other, but klape each one of our individual tafkid in the world. So all the people that we meet and all the people that we're influenced by are part of our oilam. Ubishvili nivra ha'oilam. For every individual, everybody else was created for him. And then my tafkid, what do I have to do in my oilam? It's a meridik achizuk. Why? Because if you realize that, the person has to realize, I am a very special bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me with my own tafkid. And number two, it's an oil of malay. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me everything I need. And when a person looks over his shoulder, and he looks at Ploini, and he says, look in the oil of my yeshivas, since learning is part of the main thrust of the tafkid. So a person looks over his shoulder and says, I don't have the cop that Yena has. That guy's an Ilui. That guy's, I don't have the sitzfleish that he has. I can't sit like he could sit. If I would have his thing, and if I would have his cop, and I would have this, and I would have that, then I'd be able to steig. It's a shtus gadol. Rav Naftali Amsterdam once said, the Talmid of Rabbi Saul Salanter, famous Meiser, he said, if I would have the cop of the Shagas Aryeh and the ideas of the God and the midas of the Rebbe, of Rabbi Soil, I'd be able to steig. Berich, I don't remember exactly the protiv of what he said. He definitely said the midas of Rabbi Soil. Rabbi Soil answered to him, Rabbi Soil, Naftali, with thine cup, with thine midas, with thine heart, with your cup, with your midas. The Amish doesn't want Naftali Amsterdam to do the tikkun of Rabbi Saul Salanter. So he didn't give him the midas of Rabbi Saul Salanter. He doesn't want him to make the tikkun of the Vilna God. So he didn't give him the cup of the Vilna God, or the ideas of the Vilna God. From Naftali Amsterdam has to make the tikkun the Reb Naftali Amsterdam has to make. And the Reb Yisrael gave Reb Naftali everything he needs. Each one of us has everything we need. There's no point in silly looking over your shoulder and looking at somebody else and getting all surprised. Why aren't I like him? Why aren't I like him? Why aren't I like him? Shtuyot. Mit dein kop, with your cup, with your heart, with your midas, with you. Because it's you in your oilam. And everybody you meet in the oil, you can use as a chizuk, you can use maybe kidas suffering tarbe chokhmah when it's to help you steig, or not, I want to be like him. And it's very pathetic when a person doesn't appreciate how choshev he is. Nebuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each one of us, bedavke. Mashiach used to say, by human beings, it says, "Kashem she'ein partzuf fe'im doimos." Mashiach used to say, every animal of the same min, of exactly the same min, has exactly the same face. Because animals don't have a different pnimius. Every cow of the same min is here to eat kach v'kach grass and produce kach v'kach milk. And that's it. There's no difference between this cow, that cow, and the other cow. They all have the same face. And every monkey of that min is supposed to, whatever tickle the monkeys are supposed to do in the world, and this behemoth, that behemoth, the other behemoth, they're all the same. Because there's no individuality in the behemoths. Oh, but every mensch is a yechidus tikkur bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metapel with us, with each one of us, b'miyuchot, to create us, b'miyuchot koichos, b'miyuchot matzav, b'miyuchot ikka oilam, b'miyuchot ikka situation. And gives us b'miyuchot, the koichos, what we need. So we became the tafkid, which we came to this world for. The pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, the Akdoma to Bris Mila was Ani Kel Shin Dalad Yud. Rashi says, Shedai Belukusi the Kol Echot VeEchot. What does that mean? Very dikem shas, actually. We're going to Dam Shmuel Esri soon, in a few minutes. Shmuel Esri Beloshen Rabin. Choneinu Beit Chodem. Olam Klal Yisoel, we're Damming the Olam Klal Yisoel. 19 Brochas, Gewalting, all Beloshen Rabin. When we finish with the Esrei, we say something which is Uyibdik. Then we turn to our Kodesh Baruch and we say, Elokai. We've been talking about Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. Then we turn to our Kodesh Baruch at the end, we say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I want to have a private conversation. Can we step over to the side? Elokai. I have a particular problem in Lashon Hara. The end of Shemini Esrei, it's just the mispalel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Private meeting. Why? Because it's Daila Lukusi beKol Echod veEchod. There is a shame, a hanhog of Hashem Yismark, that is misyaches leKol Echod veEchod with a miyuchad dika yichus. As a yichus to us as a yochid. A part of our avodah, a major part of our avodah, is to be betakin the klal, and we daven for the klal, and we want the klal, v'chule. But then there's psach libi, and the Rebbeinu Shem is misyaches lekol echod ve'echod, dai melukusi lekol echod ve'echod. I'm your Elokim. We could say to the Rebbeinu Shem, Elokai. Very dikazar. So a person, if he realizes, you think about what I'm saying. We each have a different oilam. But Edson, you can never get Sabrochen. And all the challenges of kinos, that's a nourish guy. Looking over your shoulders, nourish guys. I get it. The vice, I've just done something which I said I wasn't going to do. But I had a reason for doing it. But Edson, what a lot of Mesiris Yashorim. I don't want to go off on a tangent and give you a whole schmooze every time on a Zaiti Gazach. But this is a very, very important aside. It is the pshat in Olam Mai. But I didn't maybe have to go into the whole hemshech of the biur. So, but that's what we're going to learn. The klal choyva sa'odom b'olam mai. And the klal choyva, we have to take it to ourselves and realize. And it could be that's why he doesn't say Ba'ilam. What would be a difference if he would have said Ba'ilam? Because maybe I wouldn't realize, I told you that I think he rewrote the Sefer, the Vikuach Lechor was written before, I think he rewrote the Sefer, so the Sefer should be a Sefer of Musa, which speaks to us. If I would have Klal Chovis Adam Ba'ilam, I would look at it as a philosophy, a whole intellectual idea, but the tachlis is to take it to me, to the individual, I bring it into my world. So it's by law, by.